Throughout the morning, we've been talking about this study. It's called The Evolution of Speed in Athletics, Why the Fastest Runners Are Black and Swimmers Are White. You can listen back, head over to our website. We talked to the study's authors. But we're wondering if the idea it proposes is essentially racist. We turned it to our friend LaToya Peterson from the blog Racialicious.
We need to understand that research is research. It's a work in progress. It needs to be proved. There needs to be other things that happen. And the problem is not necessarily that the research exists or that we want to explore things that may on its face look like it correlates with race, but people who take research as an absolute truth and use that to prop up an existing prejudice. That's the problem.
And our listeners had a lot to say about this. This has definitely started a long conversation. A lot of people are focused on this idea of race because to them the study isn't about race. It's about body type.
This is Jennifer. I'm calling from Massachusetts, and I agree this is not about race. This is about physiological differences and evolutionary changes and adaptations that have allowed people to develop into different talents. It is what it is. It's not about race.
Well, the study focuses on body characteristics that may be associated with skin color but are not, you know, directly causal to
more like
skin
regional
color or anything like that. Exactly. B in Brooklyn emails us. Is it race or body type? If you're talking about long-limbed, thin runners, which the study was talking about, aren't there white, Asian, Indian, Middle Eastern, and other people with that body type? Certainly. And if you're talking about long-torsoed swimmers, aren't there people of color with that body type?
Absolutely.
DE from Brooklyn says the act of running is done more efficiently by bodies with proportionately longer legs and arms and shorter torsos, which is what Dr. Bijan was saying. A swimming body moves more efficiently through water with proportionately longer torso and arms and shorter legs because of the way humans have evolved and been distributed across the globe. Some of these basic skeletal characteristics have concentrated in different regional populations, as have relative concentrations of melanin in the skin, referred to as race, but we are not produced from cookie cutters. Anyone who embodies the most efficient structural characteristics has an equal chance to excel in their field, no matter what their regional origin. That's very well written. That's like a peer review comment there.
Absolutely. Exactly. And this is pretty much exactly the argument the study's authors are making. It's about regional differences as a result of an adaptation rather than anything else.
Some of our listeners like show off by being so smart, I think, sometimes.
But they can if they want to. Here's another viewer. This is somebody says they see
viewer.
This every day.
This is Felice calling from Davenport, Iowa. But here in the Midwest, I'm considered African. But I do know that we have stronger bones because our bones are heavier. If you put a 130-pound African-American woman next to a 130-pound Caucasian or Asian woman, the African-American woman looks heavier.
TV adds 10 pounds to your weight. I lived that.
I don't think that's regional, though. I think that's
right.
For everybody.
For everybody. It's like 50 pounds for me, it always was. Here's another conference. Or comment.
This is Yvonne from Park Slope, Brooklyn. I remember coming across something I read quite a while back, that it's possible that there's a difference in racial response to medication, just like different racial groups respond differently to alcohol. If that is true, it is a disservice to blacks to not research this on the fear that it might be considered racist.
That's one of the things we did talk about, but she's referring to something in 2005. What was the name of the drug?
It was Bital.
Right.
Yeah,
it treated heart failure, supposedly,
for
in
black patients.
Right.
But it was a controversy. In fact, in a Washington Post article, a bioethics professor said this invites people to talk about prejudices divided by race. It's a fascinating conversation. Keep it going at thetakeaway.org.